Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Nina Burns, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
We are live from the Chip Van. You are, of course, in Dublin. Are you familiar with Sligo and its environs?
I am indeed, and I'd like to join a road trip sometime. I've actually stayed in the Glasshouse Hotel when we were filming, and it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, okay, so. It is. It's a buzzing, thriving town, and Yates is everywhere.
I love Sligo. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice. And as I speak, a heron has just landed on the river beside me here, under the bridge on the Gar Vogue. So it's very beautiful here, it must be said. Let's talk things medical, and we have a number of queries for you. I'm going to start with one that is common affliction for those who have it and somebody who has to sleep beside somebody who has it. And I'm talking about grinding of teeth. Tig says, I have a problem with it. Can't stop myself from doing it. It's a subconscious thing, and I've only noticed I've been grinding or applying pressure to my teeth after I've done it because my mouth is a little sore, or you get that stiff feeling in your jaw that you've been doing it. I also do it in my sleep. It's when my mind switches off that I do it, and as you know, you can't focus all day long not to grind your teeth. It's not caused me pain or discomfort, and I don't think I've damaged any teeth, but I know this isn't good and might cause me trouble in the future with my jaw, joint or teeth. Is hypnotherapy an option?
Okay, I suppose first of all, the one thing I would say is teeth grinding is actually not a medical issue, it's a dental issue. So I'm not going to pretend to be a dentist, but it does damage your teeth over time and it does cause pain over time. So I would go along to your dentist because obviously they can give you mouth guards and that you wear that will help you stop doing it at night. Hypnotherapy is one of those things that a lot of people try for a whole load of disorders, whether it's smoking, whether it's weight loss, you know, you can do it for anything. I don't have an issue with hypnotherapy. I think if it works, fantastic. The evidence would not be strong that it works very well for a lot of things. But you know me, Ryan, I'm very much a believer if it does no harm, then it's worth giving it a go.
Okay, good advice all round. For the past 2 years, says Andrew in Cork, I've been trying having either diarrhea or a stool that ends up blocking the toilet in a very bad way. I've heard I should be going to the toilet daily, but I usually go every 3 to 4 days. I'm in my early 30s. I don't smoke, drink. I do drink a little alcohol and sports. I do 3 or 4 times a week. Any hints or tips to improve my stool situation?
Okay, look, bowels are something I end up talking a lot about at work. So people don't talk to each other, but believe me, they do talk to their doctors. And what we call alternating bowels, which is going between constipation and diarrhea, is quite common. If it's relatively new that they're fluctuating, you do need your bowels checked. If your bowels are black, if there's any blood, you need that checked. If you've lost weight or, you know, had a change, if you've pain in your stomach. Other than that, the most important thing to regulate bowels is diet. So plenty fluids. I'm glad this person is active, eating plenty fibre. But don't up your fibre all of a sudden. If you go from a really processed diet to loads of fibre, your bowels are just not going to be happy and you're going to be very uncomfortable. So you have to increase it slowly. Look, we say normal bowels are once a day, but there are some people who will go every second day. Just once it's soft, and I know this is very technical, but it should be the consistency of toothpaste and the size of a banana. Kids love when I tell them that, but it's true. So that's what you're looking for. If it's not that, if it's more like pellets, if it's harder, then you're constipated. I think I did say before, people who are very constipated occasionally will pass what seems to be diarrhea, but it's called overflow, and it's just liquid passing by the hard stool. So I would go along to your doctor, have a general checkup, have a look at your diet, and see how it goes.
Yep, if you could only see the faces around me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know the faces because kids
you
just
know
look
the faces.
At me like I'm some kind
of
freak.
No, I'm not talking about kids.
Well, the parents are even more grossed out, but the kids are like, you are weird.
But it's bodily functions, but it's just not talked about in polite society. But in the medical circles, it's what you do, and it's perfectly
every day,
normal.
Ryan.
Of course. Text says, I've had inflammation in both elbows for the past year. I've had 2 courses of steroid injections, but no change. Anything else I can do? I'm in constant pain, says Ken.
Unfortunately, steroid injections are one of the best things you can do for. It sounds like this person has bursitis, which is where you get fluid on the joints at the elbows, and it can be a recurring condition. Anti-inflammatory medication can help when it's painful and inflamed. The injections usually help. They do sometimes, like if there's a large amount of fluid, they'll remove it before they'll inject steroids. So again, it is one of those things, if it's recurring, go to your doctor. Very occasionally, they might do an MRI or something just to make sure that there's nothing else going on. The other things that can cause this, which people don't think about, is things like gout. I mean, people think of gout being just in your toe, but you can actually get gout anywhere in your body. So I always think anyone who's getting just recurrent pain like that or swelling, it's always worth checking their uric acid and maybe talk to your GP and see if that's been done.
Always worth that as well. Okay. Nina, I broke my, is it coccyx 4 years ago?
Coccyx.
And cock six
yeah.
4 years ago, and still got some bother with it. But now I am 20 weeks pregnant. And if I sit for more than 10 minutes, the pain is unbearable. I'm worried for later in the pregnancy if it gets worse. Is there anything I can do to relieve the pain? It happens no matter what kind of surface I live on, I sit on.
So your coccyx is your tailbone. And if you've fallen onto your bum, you know, with forcefully, you can damage your coccyx. And some people end up with what's called a floating coccyx, which is where it's kind of just sitting there, not particularly attached. But, you know, your tailbone is fine unless it's causing you pain, like a broken coccyx we don't necessarily do anything about. But obviously, as the baby's getting bigger, particularly if the womb is angled back or the angle of the baby is towards the back, it can put pressure. Obviously, there's no procedures can be done. Sometimes certain cushions, like the old donut cushions that people use, there are physiotherapists in all the maternity hospitals who are used to dealing with an awful lot of pelvic pain problems with women who are pregnant. There are certain supports and belts that they can give that can help that. And coccygeal pain or pain in that area can be things like hemorrhoids and that when you're pregnant as well. So just go along to your doctor, have a chat, then maybe go see the physio in the maternity hospital and they would possibly supply you with some aids that might help relieve the pain. The good news is usually when the baby's born, then the pain will settle again.
Good news all around there. Okay, we'll take one last one, which is from Karen in Wicklow, saying, why do I always get a reaction when I get an injection in the dentist? Heart palpitations, all over weakness, I get pale and I feel very frightened. It always passes after a few minutes, but is it dangerous?
Well, usually the anaesthetic that's used in a dentist is xylocaine or lignocaine, and they're actually related to cocaine. So if you think about it, cocaine causes the heart to go fast, it can cause sweating, it can cause palpitations. Now, when it acts locally as an anaesthetic, it shouldn't really go into the system. So if you are getting those side effects, you need to tell your dentist and tell your doctor, and they might need to look for an alternative local anaesthetic for you.
All right, Nina, thank you so much for that. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you today, but we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, next time I'll come to Sligo, Ryan. What do you say?
I think so. It's funny because we have brought David Coleman with us before, you know, our other regular contributor. And there's no reason why you shouldn't join us and see what we're like when the animals leave the zoo.
I'm always happy to see the countryside anytime.
Yeah, we love it too. Okay, Nina, have a great old day.